My name's Alex Webb. I'm here on the behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 5th of September 2009. Could you please state your name, your date of birth, and where you're from?
I'm Laura Lee Dowling. I was born the 26/10/1960, and I'm living in Cornwall. I'm originally from South Africa, but I'm living in Cornwall, St Ives.
And where did you first hear about the project?
It was online, actually. I saw it online, and saw Anthony Gormley's name, and then sort of got interested.
Yeah. And what inspired you to take part? Was it Anthony Gormley's work?
Anthony Gormley's work, yeah, and sort of seeing his name and thinking that looks really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was sort of what inspired me to
look
at it. And also, I think I thought I wasn't going to really get on.
what were your emotions like when you found out you got a place?
Initially really excited, but then when it comes to the actual thing of, okay, I'm up there, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Then you feel pressurized, don't you, a little bit? When it's, I mean, if you're not a performing artist, then it's sort of...
And what do you plan to do with the hour?
I've got a box with me, well, a sort of a basket with my studio stuff, and I've got clay, and I've got some little bags, so I was going to make parachute men to go down, and hopefully people actually create something, but I've had like sort of the people here saying that they might throw it back and stuff like that, but so I'll do a little bit of that, and then I was just going to really put some paper down and paint with my hands and legs and feet and stuff, and just really relax and enjoy the hour, because it's... that's what I'm going to do, hopefully.
So I'm guessing you're an artist.
Ceramic artist, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your creative background?
Well, basically, I studied at Falmouth University.
Mm-hmm.
I did ceramics and then did my degree in contemporary crafts.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year ago, I did my teachers in ceramics. But at the moment, I have a studio in Cornwall.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bit of like survival of sometimes studios, sometimes... little bit of work to kind of keep it going. So, yeah.
So what kind of pieces do you make?
I like making big pots and I like making sculptural work as well. So that's sort of...
And who would you say are like your major kind of influences or...?
That's a good one. I'm trying to think.
Maybe there's quite a few.
At the moment, I could say Anthony Gormley, couldn't I? But not for the thing. I'm trying to think at the moment who my major influence. I think I'm... let me think who sort of, I mean, people like Tracy Emin and stuff like that. I like their kind of expression of their work.
Mm-hmm. And did you, I mean, were, like, family? I mean, was there any kind of members in your family that kind of influenced you in
getting
into the creative arts in the first place? Or?
I think most of my family are quite creative, so I think, and my brother does sculpture living in South Africa, so I think that was always sort of put a part of our lives, yeah.
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 Could you tell us a little bit about your background? And you said you're originally from South Africa.
Oh, Madeleine Dunu is one of them as well. I can't think.
Cool.
But her style of pots and stuff. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm originally from South Africa, and I've come to England and I've lived, and then I've gone back home and come back again, and so it's been a sort of a journey of sort of now. I mean, Cornwall is my home now.
Yeah.
But it was initially kind of sort of feeling like I needed to go home and then come back and.
Well,
my family are dispersed. That's part of also going on the plinth, is because I've got my mom in the States I haven't seen for 6 years.
Yeah.
My dad in South Africa also haven't seen for 6 years. And so it was part of that of like, they're going to tune in and see me properly because I haven't seen them, and maybe in Christmas I'll see them or something. So that was part of the connection thing as well, that you actually can tune in and sort of see them me for a little bit of time. That's quality compared to what I send across and that. Yeah.
So what do you, and when you go back there, do you stay there for kind of long periods of time, or is it just...
It was initially, but now I haven't been home for 6 years. So I haven't been to South Africa for 6 years, and the last time I went over to see if I was going to live again.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided not to, and I came back again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, initially, but now, as you say, I haven't been home for 6 years, so it's quite a while.
And did you originally come here to study? Was that the...
No, I didn't. I originally came here because came to Cornwall because my sister was here, and it was very bad unrest time in South Africa.
Yeah.
I was living on a fruit farm, and it was kind of unsure whether it was going to be like a civil war or something like that. So I came out for a little bit with my children because they were on the fruit farm and stuff like that. And then I kind of enjoyed Cornwall in England, and also I think it got to the stage of having to lock up things and stuff, and I quite like the freedom of not having to lock stuff up.
Yeah.
It's kind of a difficult one, isn't it?
With the situation there, I mean, safety. I mean, so there must have been such a contrast with...
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Coming over here was... I mean, was the kind of move also to do with safety? Where you
Yeah, because I did have, well, unfortunately, because I mean, I think in South Africa you can go and have the most incredible time and stuff, but I was, yeah. I had like an unfortunate experience in my home, and so I think that put me off, and then I decided, actually, you know, that I'm going to change countries and then see. But it's not easy to change your country initially. I mean, I think I've become quite much more English at the moment.
Yeah, so you feel like this is your home at the moment?
Yeah, it's now become my home, yeah, I think so. I'm even... be careful of what I say now and things.
So how do you find Cornwall?
It's very beautiful, and it's but we're very seasonal. It's really, really busy now, and then it goes a little bit quieter, and then in February you wonder where everyone is. But it is very beautiful.
Mm.
It's completely different. Like when I hit London driving up, I couldn't believe,
people,
and at midnight everyone, and the, you know, and the aggression of everyone, they just move it like set to a different speed. Which Cornwall is much more softer, definitely.
So, going back to the plinth, do you have any hopes or fears about going up there? I mean, obviously, you know, you're just talking about there, but the kind of...
I was worried about the height, but looking at it, I think that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Because I think the height, you think, oh, I'm not fantastic with heights, so I was over that. And then it's kind of, I think because I don't do performing art or anything like that, it's the thing of, like, things. So it is, that's actually, it's almost like a lot of, I thought to myself, should I not come up? Should I just leave it and not come? And you must have that with people, because I think the initial idea and everything is quite exciting. And I mean, right till the last moment, I thought, no, you've got to, if you commit to something, you've got to really do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also the thing of like, what am I going to do? And, you know, and then when they phoned me, I said, well, maybe I'll just sit there like other people. I'm not sure, you know. So, yeah, I think it's overcoming the fear of I think, actually looking silly or something. I don't know what it is. Or just actually overcoming the whole thing, really, like going through. Because the idea always sounds good, but actually to then commit to drive up, to do it, to be there, you know, I think that takes a little bit extra.
Yeah. But I think what you're doing with the audience participation, you know, handing stuff out, is really nice.
Do you?
Know,
oh, good. I hope it works. It might hit the net.
No, it's great.
And they've got a little piece to make something with, and where the people do.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Good.
So here's a question. What's most important in your life at the moment?
What's the most important thing? Wow. Most important thing, obviously, is my most important thing is to actually get into my art more, because I don't actually get into my art as much as I should, so I think that. And I think, at the moment, it's probably survival, no. I think my family, really, my children, that are the most important thing, yeah.
When you say you... about your art, why do you feel like that?
Because it's a struggle to actually make a living with it, to actually get
just
into it and make and to actually make a living and to actually because when you're making a living, sometimes you don't have that time to play around and be creative. So you have the pressure of then making, especially ceramics, I think it's like either bread and butter line, and then you've got to push out stuff that you're not really fantastically happy with. And whereas with the creative stuff, you need more time to play and stuff, and that financially isn't always that easy. So that part, you know.
And also, if there was one main thing that you'd say about yourself, what would it be? You have to describe yourself.
I think I like to kind of, even like coming today, I think I've learned now to push the parameters and make myself go through stuff. So like when I feel like initially that, oh, that's a really good idea, go for it. And then the idea of like, then I think I've learned now to push through and actually go through the experience, because you actually grow from those experiences. So I've learned now that when I have something I have to do, and especially public talking and stuff, and that's even a bit intimidating for me. It teaches you something and you grow from it. So
absolutely.
I think that's, I've answered the question there, yeah? Sorry.
Yeah, because I was just about to ask you, do you think that will have an impact on you? You know.
Definitely, I think it's the experience that you kind of then take and use in some way.
Yeah,
definitely. And a lot of people said to me today when they're going up, you must be crazy. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. So you haven't been involved in a kind of performance?
No.
Performing arts.
No.
So this is like a kind of first for you.
Yeah, and that kind of thing, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's great that you're really challenging yourself.
Yeah.
You
can say that.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. Thank you for the interview. That was great.
Pleasure.
Thank you.